Players of People's Postcode Lottery have raised over £1.4 billion for good causes, helping deliver good news for charities like Battersea, Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust, Trussell, Ending Hunger Together, and Riding for the Disabled Association. See, even Poppy says thanks. Because what the world needs now is you. PPL manages lotteries for 20 charities. A minimum of 33% of each ticket price goes to charity. Not available in Northern Ireland. Conditions apply. 18 plus.
Hot new drama is coming to Disney Plus. 5, 6, 7, 8. When lives are at stake.
I have a pulse.
We gotta move fast.
Hearts are racing.
I love you, and I'm gonna love you.
And family is everything.
All right, team. We work side by side.
New drama can't wait. Set a reminder to stream the latest seasons of Grey's Anatomy and 9-1-1.
Welcome back.
And the new series, Dr. Odyssey.
Brace for impact.
Exclusively on Disney Plus. Streaming this October from $4.99 a month, 18 plus subscription required.
I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
And I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
And we are so excited to be here recording live at the Dalton School. Dalton, make some noise! All right, we're here in New York City at the school where I went, and my parents, Mr. and Mrs. Sloan, have been teaching here for 40 years. Can we give it up for the Sloans, please? So I have a deep connection with this place. So I was thrilled when Dalton asked us to do a live episode of our podcast here. Charlie and I have been making this show for 10 years. We've recorded almost 400 episodes. This is what number?
This is 390.
This is going to be episode 390 that you're all a part of. And over that time, we've broken down like tons of pop hits, and we've interviewed acclaimed musicians, and we believe that pop music matters. Whether it's serious or silly, our modern soundtrack tells us a lot about the world we live in.
So what have you brought me today?
Well, today I've been preoccupied because it's almost Halloween, and maybe you've been thinking about this too. Scary movies. Who here likes scary movies? Okay.
I'm a little squeamish.
Yeah.
If you are more likely to be like under your blanket like me at a scary movie, will you just go, shh, shh, shh. Okay, thank you. Thank you for supporting me.
Okay, so we've got kind of a divided audience here. I think some of you love horror movies. Some of you are not so into them. We all have an opinion about scary movies, but what about scary music? That's what we're going to talk about today. What makes music scary? And let's start this discussion by listening together to one of the scariest songs of all time. DJ?
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
What have you brought me?
They're giggling, Charlie. They're not scared at all. What's going on here? I think the reality is that a lot of music that's Halloween music isn't that scary. Like, what are some other Halloween classics that you might hear around this time of year?
I feel like we're going to hear Ghostbusters.
Let's hear it.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
They're still not scared.
No.
All right, one more shot here. What's another Halloween classic?
How about Thriller? So I have a problem with some of these sounds. Okay. First of all, I mean, like, Ghostbusters is a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Thriller is off of a major pop album.
Okay.
The Monster Mash is a novelty song.
Yeah.
When you told me that you were interested in this subject, I went to Spotify and I looked at what is like their big Halloween playlist. And it's mostly songs that just like happen to have something like kind of scary in their title. Like Lady Gaga's Bloody Mary, Rick James's Super Freak. I don't quite understand why that's there. Ava Max's Sweet But Psycho. For some reason, the Backstreet Boys, Everybody is on there, which I think is just like in a minor key, so it's a little spooky. I don't know.
I think they dress up as Halloween characters in the music video.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So there might be a dearth of scary music out there. Here's what I propose, Charlie, to rectify this. Let's write a scary song together.
Yeah.
Let's make our own Halloween anthem that will strike fear into the hearts of everyone who hears it.
Okay.
So I think in order to do this, we're going to need to understand better what are the musical qualities that make something scary. To do that, I feel like we're not going to get it from, you know, Ghostbusters. We're going to have to go to some genuinely scary songs. Let's think about some of those scary movie soundtracks, those movies that have become kind of iconic for how spooky they are.
Ghostbusters is not actually scary, so we need to go to like properly scary films.
Yeah, we need to go to something like Bernard Herrmann's soundtrack for the Alfred Hitchcock movie, Psycho.
Unnerving.
All right, so you've heard this before, right? This is like a prototypically scary sound. But what makes it scary? Why does it unnerve us? Let's go over to the piano. Come with me. I think that what's going on here, Charles, is that we're dealing with the property of dissonance. Dissonance is when two notes kind of clash together. Like if I play this interval.
Very nice.
Pretty nice, right?
Yeah, the notes are far enough apart. Nice safe distance.
Harmonizes beautifully. But what if I play the notes we just heard in that excerpt from Psycho? This dissonant interval. Two notes that are right next to each other. He's too close.
They're uncomfortably close.
I don't like that. Go. Those notes are too close together. They clash. Didn't feel good.
Sorry.
And if you play it again and again, and maybe add some more dissonance, that feeling of terror just grows and grows. So maybe that's our first musical property that we're going to need in our song. We're going to need some dissonance.
All right, so dissonance, psycho.
Psycho, dissonance. Let's go to another iconic, scary movie soundtrack. I think we need to listen to John Williams' score for the Steven Spielberg movie Jaws. Maestro.
Yeah. You know what's great about this scene? If you haven't seen Jaws, what we're seeing is sort of an underwater picture of sort of floating around, looking up at a boat. It could just be someone like scuba diving. Nothing is happening. But because of these sounds, it just invokes absolute fear that something is going to happen.
So if we were going to break this Jaws soundtrack down into a musical quality that we can use in our own song, what are we going to say?
Well, there's something about, I feel like it's the bass line.
It's the bass line. Dun-dun. Da-dum. So shoot, let me go over to the piano.
Yeah, I won't get uncomfortably close this time, I promise. Like, I'm sorry.
We've got a bass line here. Maybe even lower, right? Yeah, there we go. Also, this bass line doesn't always come when you expect, right? It's like, and then you don't know when the next one's coming. There's this sense of like, what's going to happen? Sense of dread.
They're getting closer.
So maybe we need that in our song, too. Let's take that dissonance from Psycho. So we've got that here. And then let's take that dreadful bass from Jaws. We'll add that in. and you don't know when it's coming.
Terrifying.
I think we're getting somewhere. Okay. So let's get one more scary movie soundtrack in the mix. We've been talking about Halloween. We should probably listen to the soundtrack for the film Halloween, directed and composed by John Carpenter. Okay, that's deeply spooky. This is a lot to listen to at 10 in the morning on a Thursday. What makes this scary?
There's so much. I mean, okay. First there's the repeating kick drum. It almost has like but it doesn't sound like a kick drum. It sounds like a door slamming.
Mm.
I think that's really neat. It has these really kind of otherworldly synthesizers that I can't quite place. And then that high piano line that kind of feels like it's chasing you.
Okay, so there's these synthetic textures, this repeating bass, thun, 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 thun.
Yeah.
Can we put some of that into our song as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's that going to sound like? We've got that deep bass from Jaws. And then let's add some of that like ethereal, creepy piano. Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So we have taken elements from these different scary movies, Psycho, Jaws, and Halloween, and we've put them into our soundtrack. Now I feel like it's time to move out of the world of horror movie soundtracks and listen to music that can scare you without any images on a screen. Whoa, that was good. Good musical cue there.
Thanks.
Because there's music genres that you don't need to listen to in a theater. You can just listen to them on their own and they'll kind of frighten you. There's musical styles like horrorcore, if you're a hip-hop fan.
How about witchcraft?
There's witch house, if you like to get scared on the dance floor. But if I'm thinking about like scary music genres, probably the first thing that comes to my mind is metal music.
Mm.
Heavy metal. And there's a whole subgenre called death metal that's just designed to terrify you. And if we were going to listen to like a canonic death metal song, I feel like we have to listen to a song by the band Cannibal Corpse.
Nate, when you were growing up and you were learning to play jazz piano on this stage, I was in high school 500 miles away or 300 miles away, and I did play some Metallica on guitar, but I never went that dark. That stuff is terrifying to me.
I feel pretty confident saying this is the first time Cannibal Corpse has been played in the Dalton School auditorium. So this is definitely a special moment for us. And there's a lot going on in that short clip we just listened to. There's distorted electric guitars.
Tuned
right?
way down low, like chugging along. Yeah.
There's like really heavy double bass drum drumming. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
And, you know, part of the effect here is that we all know what you're supposed to do when you listen to heavy metal music, right? You're supposed to headbang. Does everyone know how to headbang here? Yeah? Okay, I'm going to give you a quick demonstration, and then we can all do it together. So you're gonna want to stretch a little bit, limber up for this. Make sure your neck is loose. You don't want too much tension. We don't want to injure yourselves. You're going to want to throw one hand in the air and make some devil horns. And then with your head, you're going to go like this.
Okay,
so let's hear that clip one more time, and I want to see everyone headbanging, okay? This is a full-body music listening experience. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh. Awesome.
Extra points for the long hair.
This student right here is a headbanging genius. That was awesome. All right, in addition to distorted guitars, double bass drumming, headbanging, we also have these vocals, right?
I think that's the most terrifying thing to me.
Yeah.
Partially because you can't understand a word that they're saying.
Yeah. You don't want to hear what they're saying.
No.
It's all about lashing flesh and ripping skin. It's gory.
That's gross.
But even more than what they're saying is the sound of that voice, right? It's low. It's like rough and growly. In fact, this style of singing is called the death growl. Now, you've all had a little trial headbanging. I'm going to ask you to do one more thing with us. We want you to try a death growl. Loosen your vocal cords. Open up your throat. Find the bottom of your vocal range. And then go like this. All right, on the count of three, we're all going to growl together. One, two, three. Not bad. I thought you were supposed to be teenagers. You're full of angst and rage. Come on, put that into the death growl, okay? Let's hear it one more time. One, two, three. All right, now we're getting somewhere.
How does that make you feel?
Well, Charlie, I'm glad you asked.
Because
even though when you're listening to this song, it's really intense and dark and frightening.
I think especially, like, this is not my music. And my feeling is, like, I need to run away from it as fast as I can.
Maybe that's how you feel if you're not a fan of this music. But if you're a big metal head, I think you actually have a very different reaction when you listen to these distorted guitars, these violent lyrics, this death growl. For fans of metal music, it's actually a very cathartic experience to listen to this music. It's like you take all of your darkest emotions and your fears and anxieties, and you put it into this sound, into these distorted guitars and this growling vocal.
Wait, how do you know this?
Because I read a study in the journal Psychology and Popular Culture in 2018.
He is a doctor of musicology, after all.
Believe it or not, listening to this presentation, I do have a doctorate. Charlie's a NYU professor. And we do occasionally read scientific articles about music, including this one that interviewed listeners of heavy metal. And you might expect when they listen to metal that they would feel feelings of rage and anger, but it's the opposite. When heavy metal fans listen to this music, they feel a sense of joy and wonder and peace. So why is that? Maybe it's because, like, the same reason we're drawn to scary movies, for those of you who raised your hands earlier. Because when you watch a scary movie or when you listen to metal music, it's actually a way to process your emotions in a safe way. To take the things that scare you and upset you and put them out there on the screen or in your speakers. And they're somewhere else where you don't have to deal with them inside of you. They're out there in the world. You can sort of let them go.
I'm still not going to listen to this music. I'm going to listen to Ghostbusters.
That's fair. But have I convinced you of the emotional power of this genre?
Okay.
So I feel like now we have one more element to add into our scary song, our Halloween anthem. We've got a death growl. Okay? I'm going to just keep that in mind. Keep that in your back pocket, everyone. We're going to need that later.
So, you want to be a marketer. It's easy. You just have to score a ton of leads and figure out a way to turn them all into customers. Plus, manage a dozen channels, write a million blogs, and launch 100 campaigns all at once. When that's done, simply make your socials go viral and bring in record profits. No sweat. Okay, fine. It's a lot of sweat. But with HubSpot's AI-powered marketing tools, launching benchmark-breaking campaigns is easier than ever. Get started at hubspot.com/marketers.
Mecha Bingo are legends of play since back in the day. back when kings had castle walls to protect them, when knights had suits of armour. And now, when Debs from Doncaster plays at mechabingo.com, she has Mecha's safety features, like deposit limits, so she only plays with what she can afford, and reality checks that remind her to take regular breaks. Be a legend yourself. Keep it fun at mechabingo.com. Mecha, legends of play since back in the day. 18 plus begambleaware.org.
Psychedelics, so hot right now. Studies are showing they can help with PTSD, depression, even addiction.
But there's been kind of this like major problem lurking under those positive results.
It's basically impossible to take a psychedelic and not know that you've taken a psychedelic, which makes it pretty hard to have things like placebos or controlled trials.
And that kind of breaks the sort of fundamental logic of how researchers study how medicines work.
This week on Unexplainable, how psychedelics might be exposing some major cracks in the foundation of scientific research. Follow Unexplainable for new episodes every Wednesday.
So we've done horror movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
We've done this metal music and the death growl. So we have all the elements I think we need for our song.
We don't have any words.
We need some lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we going to get lyrics for this song?
Can we go back to the Monster Mash?
Let's go back to the Monster Mash. Spin it, DJ.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory.
Okay, Monster Mash. Let me read you the lyrics to the verse of this song.
Okay.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise, he did the...
So it's the Frankenstein story.
Yeah, but it's not just the Frankenstein story. He says that so dismissively. No, no, no. It's every monster is going to appear. We're going to see mummies and zombies and vampires and werewolves.
Mm.
So I feel like our lyrics need to have all of these familiar, scary characters that you would encounter on Halloween. Just like the Monster Mash.
Okay.
Here's where we're going to need your help. Because I've got some lyrics that I jotted down, but I haven't been able to fill them all out. For the title of this song, here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We're here at a high school. Let's call it The Haunted High School.
Ooh.
Right? Seems appropriate. We got a little ooh, that's good. Thank you, Charles. What are the kind of things we study at The Haunted High School? First period is blank studies. Can I get a suggestion for what you might study in first period? At the Haunted High School?
Physics. Chemistry. How about chemistry?
They said physics, Charlie.
Well, I feel like how about metaphysics?
you're
too close again.
It's, the dissonance is powerful. Sorry, this needs to be a scary song, okay? Oh, now we're getting some good suggestions. I heard necromancy. Like necromancy for first period.
That's summoning the dead?
That sounds right, yeah. Okay, necromancy from the balcony, love that. And I don't know, maybe you are scared of physics. I shouldn't prejudge.
I was terrible at physics. It was so scary. AP physics? Oh my gosh, it's hard.
Fair. Okay, let's go to fourth period. I said fourth period is blank with buddies. So we need a scary activity here. What's a scary activity you do in fourth period? Cannibalism. All right, we got necromancy and cannibalism. Okay, every day it's blank for lunch. So what's some terrifying thing you would eat for lunch? Brains. Classic. Gotta go with brains on this one. Every day it's brains for lunch. And after school, we drink... blank punch. Blood punch. Okay, so we've got necromancy studies, cannibalism with buddies. and then brains for lunch and blood punch. Okay.
You're going to remember that?
I'm going to possibly. Okay. Necromancy, cannibalism, brains, blood. Necromancy, cannibalism, brains, blood. Necromancy, cannibalism, brains, blood. Okay.
All right. I got it.
Now let's review our musical elements. Okay. Luckily, I've got a world-class songwriter and producer here to help me out. So we had Dissonance from Psycho, right? Yeah. Okay, that's working. And then can we add like some scary bass stuff from Jaws? Okay. That's nice and spooky. And then we need some like eerie, high-pitched melody from Halloween. Yeah, this is good.
Is that working for you?
I'm liking this. And then when I cue you, we're going to have a death growl, okay? Collective death growl. But wait, not yet. Okay, these elements are working. We've got our lyrics. Necromancy, cannibalism, brains, blood. Okay, I think it's time to debut our scary Halloween anthem.
The Haunted High School.
The Haunted High School. This is the debut performance, okay? Before it's heard everywhere around the world.
You ready?
Take it away. At the haunted high school, every day's a scream. The students are demons, and the teachers plot and scheme. The curriculum is frightening, the field trips to a crypt. The grades are written in blood on your academic transcript. First period is necromancy studies. Fourth period is cannibalism with buddies. Every day, it's brains for lunch. And after school, we drink blood punch. The haunted high school, they were stalking the halls. The haunted high school, making werewolf calls. The haunted high school, you'll get a D for death. The haunted high school, take your last dying breath. Death growl. Yes. Wow. Great work, everyone. Almost 400 episodes, and that's probably the most absurd thing we've ever done on this podcast.
I thought that was cute.
Oh, I'm glad.
I mean, but here's the thing. Like the Monster Mash, it wasn't really scary. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Here's an educational takeaway for you, since, you know, we are at a school.
Yeah.
So we talked about some of the reasons we're drawn to scary things, right?
They can help us project our fears elsewhere, not internalize them.
A way to process.
I'm still
our
not
going to
watch horror films. They scare me too much.
That's
I'm sorry.
Fair. Sense of catharsis. Even if you don't end up loving scary music or watching scary movies after this, I feel like maybe you'll have an appreciation for why people do. And again, it's not just because they like to be frightened, though maybe that's part of it. But I feel like scary music, scary movies, horror actually has an important place in our culture. And part of the reason it's so popular, part of the reason people love Halloween and going to haunted houses and all these things, is it's a way of dealing with fear and dealing with terror and dealing with anxiety. And maybe that's why our song doesn't have to be that scary at the end of the day. Because even as much as important as it is to have those emotions, it's also important to be able to laugh and to be able to put those fears somewhere where they're safe and pretend and fictional.
Well, that's the other side of Halloween, though, is like you get to play dress up and have fun, which is, I feel like that's what we did today. It's like we put on a little bit of Psycho, put a little Halloween, a little bit of Jaws, a little Monster Mash.
So here's what you can take away from this. Even if this song does not become the worldwide Halloween smash that we hope it will, which would be very unlikely, but it is possible. Even if that's the case, I feel like the next time you go to a scary movie and you hear a soundtrack and it's got this dissonance, dum, 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 and it's got these spooky bass lines and these ethereal synthesized melodies, you'll be able to say, oh, this is what's happening. These are the reasons that I'm feeling this sense of dread and terror. You'll be able to analyze that.
That will help me, because instead of having to like experience the fear, I'll just be like, oh, that's a really interesting interval.
Even though I'm terrified of my wits, I'm thinking about the dissonance of this harmonic progression. And maybe that's something that you can think about, because you're going to be inundated with Halloween imagery for the next week. Like this is something that you can, a little science that you can bring to this season. The science behind why we get scared when we listen to scary music. Well, I feel like it's this has been such a treat for us to spend some time with you. Thank you for having us, Dalton.
Thank you. Switched On Pop is produced by Rihanna Cruz, edited by Art Chung, engineered by Brandon McFarland, illustration by Iris Gottlieb. We're a member of the Vox Media Podcast Network, a production of Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine. You can subscribe at nymag.com/pod. We would love to hear what scary songs are in your ears. Find us on social media at Switched On Pop, where we are now posting lots of little videos of the making of this podcast. We'll be back again next Tuesday with another story about another death in pop music. Until then, thanks for listening.